Welcome to Healthy Aging with South Coast Health, the podcast that shows you how to live a longer and healthier life, showcasing doctors, clinicians, and patient stories. The goal of South Coast Health is to help and inspire you to navigate your health journey with knowledge, comfort, and ease. Hi, everyone. I'm Patricia Raskin, and I'm your host of Healthy Aging with South Coast Health. And today we are talking about urgent care. My guest is Dr. Shush Prusty. Dr. Prusty is the new medical director of urgent care services at South Coast Health. He earned his Bachelor of Arts, Master's, and Medical Doctorate at Boston University. He then went on to complete a medicine internship at Malden Hospital and a residency in emergency medicine at Boston Medical Center. Dr. Prusty was inspired to become a physician as a young boy, watching the impact his father had on caring for patients as a heart surgeon. Dr. Prusty's philosophy of care is the patient comes first, along with compassion and honesty. Patients go to their healthcare providers with concerns that may be difficult to life-altering, and there is no safer place than having honest and compassionate conversations with patients. Dr. Prusty is board certified in emergency medicine. Welcome, Dr. Shush Prusty.
Well, thank you, Patricia. Thanks for having me on this podcast. It really is a pleasure being here. Now, yeah, my name is Dr. Shush Prusty, and I'm the medical director here at South Coast Urgent Care. I'm a board certified ER physician with over 20 years of experience working at St. Elizabeth's Medical Center in Boston. And there I served as their medical director for the emergency medical services. Now, I came here to South Coast about 18 months ago, and it's been a great experience here. Very welcoming. We have six different urgent cares, an absolutely amazing clinical team with a total of 48 providers comprising both of physicians and APPs, plus a whole incredible support staff.
Dr. Prusty, what types of medical conditions do you typically treat in urgent care?
So our urgent care, as you know, is a low complexity model, yet we treat a variety of conditions such as respiratory illnesses, GI disorders, orthopedic injuries, infectious conditions, skin rashes, and a variety of other procedures such as laceration repairs, incision and drainage procedures, splinting, joint reductions, and that's just, you know, mentioning a few. Our urgent care is also a great resource for patients who don't have serious medical emergencies and who don't have necessarily a primary care and are unable to get same-day appointments with their PCPs. So there's a lot of people in our communities, as you know, who don't have access to primary care or specialty services, and we do have that ability to see them in urgent care and then move them into their, you know, to specialty clinics for their more specific needs.
Okay. Are there any specific services or treatments that you do not provide?
Yes, there are. You know, we do not do advanced imaging, you know, things such as ultrasounds, CT scans, MRIs. These things are not available at our sites. However, in most cases, when patients need them, we can actually get them to our hospitals, St. Luke's, Tulip, or Charlton, to get those specific tests. Because of our low complexity model, we're not set up to provide, you know, serious care for, care for serious medical emergencies such as chest pain and stroke symptoms, active labor, or anything besides minor trauma. And in such cases, we work very closely, Patricia, with our colleagues in EMS and the ER to make sure these patients get the best care and get transported expeditiously to the ERs.
Okay. What diagnostic tools or equipment are available on site for evaluating patients?
Our urgent cares here are set up to do point of care testing for several common conditions. And in addition, we can also send out labs ranging from things like respiratory infections to urinary tests. And one of the most common ones coming up this spring and summer is testing for Lyme disease. And, you know, while we don't have advanced imaging, like I had said, all our sites are set up to do digital x-rays with real-time interpretation by staff radiologists.
Great. Are there any specific age groups that you specialize in treating?
Well, we treat actually a wide range of patients all the way down to 6 months of age. And being able to provide treatment to this wide range is what gives our patients, I believe, and their families the best options for care.
Okay. How do you handle after hours or weekend urgent care needs?
So, you know, Patricia, we are really in the middle of a healthcare crisis, right? And what this means for our patients is that they sometimes don't have adequate access to the healthcare system. And this is one of the points where I think we do really well. We have extended hours at all our sites from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on weekdays, and on weekends from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And for patients who, you know, require care outside of these hours, you know, these patients are more than welcome to and should utilize the services at our parent hospitals, St. Luke's, Toby, and Charlton, as, you know, they're open 24/7.
Are there any additional services or resources available at this urgent care center, such as an on-site pharmacy or lab testing?
So each one of our sites, our six sites, can do several things. We can do point-of-care testing right at the bedside. We can do electrocardiograms, certain laboratory tests, send-out labs. We can do splinting, casting for orthopedic injuries, and a variety of procedures that providers perform, you know, such as laceration repair, nail trephination, incision and drainage, foreign body removal, things like that. Now, we do not have an on-site pharmacy, but prescriptions that we write are sent over electronically directly to the patient's choice of pharmacy. And in situations where more specialized testing is necessary, you know, such as things like CAT scans or MRIs, then we can oftentimes get our patients to our hospitals to have those kinds of tests done.
What measures are in place to ensure patient safety and minimize the risk of infections?
Yeah, so, you know, we are accredited by a national organization called the Urgent Care Association of America. Now, every 3 years, we participate in an in-depth multi-day survey where, you know, they send surveyors to inspect our operation, including policies and practices around infection control, as well as lab tests and other quality assurance measures. And last October, as a matter of fact, we actually successfully completed our three-year re-accreditation survey, something that, you know, we're very, very proud of, as it really is a measure of the confidence our patients have in the kinds of services we perform here.
How do you handle emergencies or severe cases that might require hospitalization?
Now, that's a great question. And because we are sort of a low complexity service, we really can't do things that are more serious, right? And certain conditions, you know, are subtle. Examples are things like, you know, early symptoms of heart attack and stroke. And from time to time, we actually do see these patients who come in presenting with potentially serious conditions. And, you know, our healthcare teams are fully prepared to handle such circumstances. Now, one of the key successes to us being able to do so is to be prepared for these unexpected presentations through things like, you know, education, morning team huddles, and rehearsing mock codes should they ever happen. And all our providers are certified in both basic and advanced life support. And I think I mentioned before, you know, we really have a very collegial and team relationship with our EMS partners, community, as well as our, you know, ED staff at the various hospitals that we are an extension of.
You mentioned this before, that you don't need a South Coast primary care physician to be seen at the South Coast Urgent Care Clinic, but is it advisable, Dr. Prusty?
No, not necessarily. You know, anyone can be seen here at our urgent care. Now, it's important to note that there are several patients who come to us because they're unable to be seen by their outside primary care providers that same day. So, you know, when that happens, we're here for them. And if you presently have a South Coast Health primary care provider, well, our urgent cares, you know, serve as a natural extension to the services that they offer. And when you're seen here, your primary care provider at South Coast has, you know, seamless access to what was done here and can really, you know, maintain your continuum of care, if you will.
What are the typical wait times for patients at the urgent care facilities?
At South Coast Health, you know, we closely monitor wait times throughout the day and are very mindful as to how this impacts our patients' experiences. And even though we are a low complexity model, you know, patients present to us with a very wide range of complaints sometimes, some requiring more attention than others. And good examples that are worth knowing are things like, you know, lacerations. Patients might come in with what looks like a very simple laceration, but it could be deeper, could involve a tendon, deeper structures that now require further care, more complicated repairs, take more time. And that's one thing that would impact, you know, time, for example, right? Delays. Another example is patients who come in with things like, you know, GI symptoms, heartburn symptoms. And, you know, in some cases, those very benign sounding symptoms can turn out to be something more serious, like a cardiac cause, which might require more immediate attention. So, you know, given that, I think it's important to understand that all these things can, in fact, you know, have an impact on throughput time, on patients' weight, things like that. And this is not an uncommon thing across all urgent care platforms.
In terms of technology, what is the Book It feature and how does it work?
The Book It feature is something that we're really proud of. Now, this new service is called Book It, and it's quite frankly, it's what makes us different from all the other care platforms that I know of, at least. This process allows patients to follow up with specialists after they're seen in urgent care, but while they're still there. So at the end of the visit, for example, we are actually able to book an appointment with the specialist that's needed while the patient is there before they leave. And currently we can book out, I think there are 10 different service lines that we can book into. And, you know, patients love this. They absolutely love this because it really secures a definitive appointment with that specialist without having to worry about waiting for a phone call from them or not knowing when they can be seen. So they really have given us great feedback about this.
That is a great service.
Dan from Mattapoisett, Mass. Was playing paddle tennis when it happened without warning.
By the second set, I couldn't play anymore. You know, just started feeling tightness and couldn't shake it. And it wouldn't go away.
Dan was having a heart attack. Luckily, he had the region's most advanced cardiovascular facility close to home and was taken by EMS to the Heart and Vascular Center at Charlton Memorial in Fall River.
The thing I remember going into the operating room, the doctors and nurses were phenomenal. They walked you through it every step of the way.
With 20 years' experience, South Coast Health's Heart and Vascular Center of Fall River treats over 2,000 patients a year at one of the most active cath labs of any community hospital in Mass and Rhode Island. To find out more, visit southcoast.org/heart.
When you have a heart attack and you need open heart surgery, you want the best care. We have such a great hospital system right here in our backyard. It saved my life.
South Coast Health, more than medicine.
Are your urgent care clinics for walk-ins only?
Yeah, so we are primarily a walk-in-based urgent care service. There's no need to call ahead.
Okay. Dr. Prosty, what do you think are sometimes the misunderstandings of patients in using urgent care? And how can we clear that up, you know, the myths and the facts, and show what an important service this is for the community?
Yeah, this is a tremendously important question because, you know, we can't expect patients to really understand what they have and what the treatment plans are for what they have, right? We just can't expect that. It's a complicated maze to navigate. And oftentimes, I think I gave an example before where, you know, they might have something that seems quite benign. As a matter of fact, not that long ago, I had a patient who came in, you know, wanting Tamiflu for influenza. So they knew enough about symptoms of the flu, but they didn't quite put together the fact that some of their symptoms were actually concerning for a heart attack. And sitting down with them and kind of going through that turned out that they needed more of a workup. And the patient was actually having a heart attack. And so, you know, we want to make sure that the patients are educated and we do a really, really thorough job in trying to determine what we can do well and why they should then go to the ER, what kinds of things they should go to the ER for. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, that there are long wait times to the ER. They try to avoid that. I understand that. We all do, actually, right? At the same time, you know, we try to accommodate all their complaints and medical needs in urgent care when possible. And quite frankly, I think in the vast majority of cases, we really can do that. Mm. But there are some cases where, you know, for it's just happens to be that way. They come in with something and they have something entirely different, something catastrophic potentially. Right. And there's no way around that. And that's okay, because we are part of a system and we can navigate those patients to the right place when those kinds of presentations occur.
Which is great. How does the patient know which to go to? You know, sometimes they're not sure. They might have chest pain and, gee, should I go to the ER or should I go to the urgent care? How do they make that determination?
We have flyers and we have educational pieces put out there for patients to try to understand what kinds of things they should go to their primary cares for, what kinds of things they should go to the urgent cares for, and the ERs. But like I said, and for the most part, it works out pretty well, I think, right? But on the other hand, we can't always expect them to really understand those three different categories. And so we have to sometimes, you know, help them out a little bit.
Tell us how you were inspired to go into this field specifically.
So my real passion in emergency medicine has been team building. And as an ER doctor here in Boston at St. Elizabeth's, I did a lot of work on team building, especially on teams of people coming together sort of in a very hurried fashion, sick patients, putting their minds together and working effectively with the hope that, you know, the patient has the best outcome, right? And so we did this at St. E's several times over and over again by forming teams that took care of chest pain patients, stroke patients, some trauma patients, and it was very successful. And that team building sort of idea kept kind of growing in me. And I did a lot of work in EMS, you know, building teams, pre-hospital teams and things like that. So the urgent care was a challenge because, you know, we have 50 providers. We have about 10 physicians, we have 40 APPs, NPs, NPAs, who all now need to come together and work together. Different backgrounds, different strengths, you know, and different experiences. And so that is my biggest joy, is in kind of seeing, studying, helping, building groups of people coming together, taking care of patients successfully, and minimizing errors.
Yeah. And you were inspired to become a physician as a young boy, as we said in the beginning, watching the impact of your father that he had on caring for patients as a heart surgeon. How did he inspire you, his work?
Well, you know, this was a different generation we're talking about now, but I spent a lot of time with my dad. He was a heart surgeon. I'd do rounds up in the hospital and it became part of me, basically. And you see the impact that a person like your mentor, your father, has on patients. And it's a subconscious imprinting, quite frankly. Yeah. You either know that you belong in that field or not. And there's no doubt that, you know, the profoundly important work that he did, and this is all while he was in India, where I grew up, right, had a tremendous impact on patients. And this could not come in the form of, you know, of money. This came just in the form of a look at a patient's face, you know, the gratitude they had, the just incredible stories that I heard and I saw from these patients after they're treated. And he was a heart surgeon, so he did all these, you know, these very invasive procedures, and they all did so well that I think it was more of a subconscious imprinting on my, you know, on my life that had the greatest effect, the greatest impact.
Thank you so much, Dr. Presti. This was informational. It was inspirational, educational. Thank you so much for being on this
program. Well, Patricia, thank
you
for having me. It's been a true pleasure for me to come speak with you folks about this today.
Yes, and want to share, Dr. Shush Presti is the Medical Director of Urgent Care Services at South Coast Health. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening today. I'm Patricia Raskin. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Healthy Aging with South Coast Health. To subscribe to this podcast, visit www.southcoast.org/healthy-aging. While you are there, we want to hear from you. Please take the time to complete a quick survey so we can learn more about the topics for upcoming episodes that you are most interested in to live a healthy lifestyle. Thank you to our hosts, Patricia Raskin and South Coast Health. This podcast is brought to you by creative content developer Raskin Resources Productions and produced by Virtually You.